Good morning, Grace Point family. I hope you are having a great Sunday. Even though we are not together at one of our physical campuses today, I'm so glad to be able to spend a few moments like this with you. In the coming weekends, we will do our best to give you more of a typical Grace Point worship gathering experience. But for today, I really wanted just to share a scripture with you and share a few thoughts. If you feel like the past few days are some of the most unusual you have ever lived, you are not alone. I have been in ministry now for over 30 years, and I have never experienced a situation quite like this. Honestly, we have probably all experienced worse days, and I hope there have been lots of better days, but none of our days have been quite like these. This is unique. It's unprecedented, different than what we've been through before in our lifetimes. And because we are in uncharted territory, many of us struggle to know how to really respond in a good way. And we've seen responses that are all over the map. I mean, we have all seen people who are in full freakout mode. They are buying a 2-year supply of toilet paper, and they are buying enough antibacterial wipes to clean an entire cruise ship. And we've seen people on the other end of the spectrum who are downplaying everything and saying, oh, we really don't need to worry about this. We've all heard people that have said, this crisis is manufactured by the media. But I sense that many, many people, like us, are trying to follow the guidelines and precautions that are given to us by people who know way more about this than we do, and we're trying to do it in a calm, sensible way. But it's really not easy. It's not easy to find the right balance because we've never lived in this situation before. You know, in our Sunday worship gatherings, just a couple of weeks ago, we started a series called Dinner with Jesus. And we've been looking at some of the conversations Jesus had with people like you and me during his earthly ministry. And I was thinking and praying the other day, wouldn't it be awesome just to be able to sit down with Jesus over a table and have some food and ask him about this coronavirus? How should we live? How should we respond in this moment? Well, while I was thinking and praying about what that conversation might look like, there were some words of scripture that immediately came to my mind. Now, we talk about these around Grace Point every once in a while. It's one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. It's one of the verses that Val and I taught our kids, one of the very first verses they memorized. It's from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And these were not words spoken directly by Jesus, but they are words the Apostle Paul writes down, and I really do believe that it summarizes what Jesus would say to us in this moment. So hear these words from the Apostle Paul. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-control. Now, some translations say self-discipline and others say of a sound mind, but it's all the same truth. God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but instead, he gives us his spirit that brings power, love, self-control, self-discipline, and a sound mind, no matter what the experience. You know, in these moments, we are reminded how powerful fear is. Fear is the natural human response to the unknown. Whenever we face situations that we've never been through before, it usually generates fear and timid reactions. This reality crosses all boundaries, every boundary of race, culture, religion, and generation. Everyone has to deal with fear. And this reality of fear is not lost on the gospel writers, and it's definitely not lost on Jesus. In fact, the most common phrase Jesus said in his earthly ministry was, fear not, or do not be afraid. Jesus knew that fear would be our natural response to the unknown. And so he said, don't be afraid all the time. And he regularly showed up at the most fear-inducing moments of people's lives. And his presence, his word, always brought hope. It always brought peace. I believe Jesus wants to say to us in this moment, I know this situation is different. I know you've never lived in this dynamic before, but I want to give you a different response than fear. I want to give you my power. I want to give you true love. I want to give you self-control, self-discipline, and a sound mind in the middle of these moments. Would you just think about each of those characteristics with me for just a second? Think about the power of Christ. The power of Christ chases away fear. Now, Jesus is very honest with the disciples, and he's honest with all of us who are his followers, when he says that in this world you're going to have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. John, his disciple, wrote those words down in John 16, verse 33. In this world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have difficulty. But Jesus reminds us that we can take heart. We can have hope. We can be at peace in the depths of our soul, even in the midst of problems, because he has overcome the world. Now, Jesus said those words when he was facing death on the cross. Talk about a fear-inducing prospect. But Jesus says, I know that death is not going to have the final word. I know that death can't defeat me. I know the resurrection is coming. And so I'm facing a most fearful moment with confidence, with power, with love, with self-discipline, self-control, a sound mind. And he offers that same thing to us. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you who believe. And so the power of Christ chases away fear in our lives. It allows us to live in these moments without being overwhelmed. It allows us to experience Christ's peace in our hearts and in our minds. Could we make it really personal for a moment? Where do you need to be reminded of Christ's power that has never been defeated? Where do you need to experience his peace? Where do you need his spirit to chase away the fear in your life? When we begin to experience Christ's power at work in us in these moments, then we can respond with love instead of fear. Jesus summarized all of his teaching, all of Scripture, the whole message of the good news of the gospel, with the simple truth that we are to love God fully, completely, with every part of who we are. And that then we can love each other. So could I ask you, as you live in the power of Christ during these moments of crisis and new territory, how can you respond with Christ's love to the people around you? What does it look like to love our neighbors, our community, the most vulnerable during this time? What could your family do during this time to love your neighbors and love the community? What could your business do? What could your small group or missional community, your community group or Bible study group do that would love our neighbors and love our community and love the most vulnerable during this challenging time? Well, I believe that through the power of Christ, we actually can respond with love in fearful situations. And we can also respond with self-control, self-discipline, with a sound mind. We all know that a crisis tends to bring out the best and worst of human behavior. Let it bring out the best in you. Where could the power of Christ help you respond in love? And where could that response bring wisdom and self-control and self-discipline to not only your life, but to your family and to our community? If there's one thing we need during this time, it's wisdom, it's self-control, it's self-discipline that comes into our hearts and lives through the power of Christ as we love him and as we love each other. So could I challenge you? Could I challenge you to reframe this unprecedented challenge as an unprecedented opportunity? What if, while following all the mandated precautions that change our daily routine, what if we would embrace the reprieve from the busy schedule that so often consumes us, and we celebrate a gift of time that's not quite as hectic, that's not quite as busy? What if the changes during this crisis about where we work and how we work and going to school and where we gather for worship, what if all of those changes could actually bring some new thoughts and some creative ideas that would help us even in the midst of the crisis and after the crisis is over? Well, I'm going to be praying for you and for me that we can respond to this situation in the power and peace of Christ, that we can learn to love God more and love each other better, and that we can live with wisdom. I'm hoping and praying that you will join me in just spending some thoughtful time in prayer today, as well as throughout this season. Our president has actually declared that today is a national day of prayer, and I hope you will join me in spending some extra time in prayer, that the crisis will be averted and it will not become any worse. Prayer that the virus won't spread any farther. Prayer that our medical doctors and nurses and all those in the medical field will have extra strength and wisdom during this time. Prayer that a vaccine will be developed quickly. And prayer that we can respond to this crisis in a way that honors God and shows love for each other. I hope that you will take the opportunity to engage with us on Facebook and email and on our website. You can leave comments. You can request help. You can let us know how we can assist you during this time, particularly here on Facebook. And we would love to serve you in any way that would be meaningful during this time. That's why we're here as a church. And I hope that you will just continue to check in to the website and check into Facebook for updates on ministry. We're excited about regularly evaluating what we're doing during this time. We know that the situation changes day by day and moment by moment sometimes. So we'll be regularly evaluating, and we'll keep you up to date on ministry changes and the way that we're going to be proceeding forward as these weeks go by. Well, I'm excited to hear how you are going to use this challenge as an opportunity. I'm excited to hear how your groups, your family is going to share the love of Jesus in a simple, practical way during this season. And I'll look forward to celebrating with you about how God has worked in our lives during this time. Have a great day.